to my guest, Harry Cash, who is in the studio, who is a singer, songwriter, and his track Lost in the Air we've been playing out on the show. So whereabouts in the world are you from, Harry?
So I'm based in a little village near Billericay. I've always lived in Essex my whole life.
Yep.
And to be honest, stayed in Billericay my whole life. But I started busking is kind of how I got into things, how I got into performing. So the story is when I was at about 8 years old on holiday in Portugal, I saw some guy busking with my parents one evening, and I had my guitar with me. I was already learning guitar, and I said to my dad, "Oh, I want to try that. Can I try that tonight whilst we're on holiday?" You know, and he apparently the story from his point of view, he said, "Yeah, yeah," thinking, "Ah, oh, you won't do that. You'll chicken out." And then it got to the evening. I'm like, "Dad, can you show me a few chords to play? Can I?" I wasn't singing at the time, so I just wanted to just play and just perform on the street.
Yeah.
Just see people's reactions. And honestly, even to this day, it's one of those things that, obviously, as you get older, you remember less, but it's one of those things I kind of hold on to, like that feeling of just seeing people enjoy it and thinking, "Oh my God, it's a kid playing music. Wow." That it sticks with me forever.
And when did you discover your voice? Because sometimes you can pick up the guitar and be fabulous, but you can't necessarily sing, and you've got an exceptional voice.
Honestly, singing was one of the last things that crossed my mind. I wanted to just play guitar, rock out, and even when I learned piano, I didn't think that was the coolest thing to start. And then it was a holiday thing. We took the guitar on holiday to Italy, and it started raining loads, and we couldn't go out. Thought, "Oh, well, I'll learn some songs. I'll learn the chords to some songs with some words in anyway." But then obviously I didn't have a singer around me, so I'll just sing a bit of them. And my dad said, you're keeping in tune perfectly there. Like, it's not like the tuning's a problem. And it sounds, "Oh, why don't you sing it? Why don't you try that?" And I was like, "Oh, no. But then when we got back, after doing it quite a lot on holiday and practicing, he was like, "We should go to an open mic night." I said, "Oh, what's that?" And, you know, and it went from there. But it's developed a lot over the year, and obviously going through your voice break as a man is difficult as well. But I spent a long time in a covers band. I think that's probably where I'd say I found my voice, because you have to sing a lot of covers, but then you don't want to sing them completely the same. I'd say that's probably where I found my voice as well. I had singing lessons as well, but...
Is your dad a musician by any chance?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, because I saw a video featuring your dad. So what is your dad a guitarist as well?
Yeah, he's a guitarist. He said he sings part-time. But he enjoys singing, but he's a guitarist. It's my dad's side that's the musical side. His sister and her husband are both music teachers in Cambridge. And their daughters, this is the claim to fame, she's the drummer for Hans Zimmer. So she goes on world tours with Hans Zimmer, and it's incredible.
So it's in the family.
It is in the family, yeah.
And is your dad still playing, still doing gigs?
He does, yeah. So when he retired, I think it was around COVID, then after that, he's been trying his best to get gigs with his band. So they've played like quite a few pubs around here. They've played like the Golden Fleece and Chelmsford and Moon and Rayleigh and stuff like that. They were recently in our studio at home filming a promotional video, so had all the lights going and everything. It was great. Oh, the Bad Cadillacs.
There we go. The Bad Cadillacs, if you want to see his dad's band. It's lovely that he's encouraged you as well. That's it, because you could have been like, "No, son, don't go into that industry. It's terrible." You started off obviously in cover bands, then you went to original bands, and you did quite well with some of the bands or the band you were in.
Yeah, we were only ever a three-piece. Even when we were doing covers, and we did just such a range. When I found my voice, it was when I was singing stuff like Stevie Wonder. I'm like, whoa, really stretching my range and stuff like that. And then during college, that period of time where you want to just like experiment and you want to have your own kind of style, you want to have your own band, either a solo artist or in a band. And because I was already with musicians playing covers and we were all still fairly young, it's not like the band was mixed of ages. We thought, let's try writing some music. Let's try writing some stuff. And we became Jumpstone, was our name. And we gigged The Alley Cat, Dublin Castle, Fiddler's Elbow, those ones in London. And then we were signed to a label in Derby called Sound Hub. And we did some great festivals, some great stuff. And we still did busking. You know, we found it fun when we had a gig somewhere, like a festival. The day before, we'd go out busking in the local high street, get to know it, get to see what the buzz is about. And we had radio play as well. And I think we like I said, we came here, but I think that was before we were an originals band, just when we were young. My dad used to get a lot of opportunities like that, little local radio stations for us, which was fun. And then I kind of took a break, and then some of the songs are still songs that, that were in the band, but I've reproduced and re-released. So,
and you do everything yourself. So you not only write the songs, you sing the songs, and then you go into the studio to do them.
So I've always been a bit of a multi-instrumentalist, and now I teach a lot of them. So I teach piano, guitar, bass, drums, and singing. Disclaimer is I didn't play drums on this track. I got someone else because I don't consider myself a drummer. But the rest, I was just young age. I started learning piano and guitar. I was classically trained, did the grades and whatnot. And I'm so thankful for that. I think it is really important. If you can, and I even say to my students' parents, if we can encourage them to do grades at a young age, it's just good. It's good to get that academia in with your instrument. You know, pick one maybe, because I have a few, because I teach a few, they get excited and like, oh, can I do piano and guitar? And it's like, right, well, focus on one, and one can be just purely fun. And for me, that's drums. Drums is purely fun. I record some demos, I send it to a guy, and then I say, right, can you do this for me properly? But yeah, it's all produced myself. It takes, I'm a long person. I take a while to perfect things. So, you know, Lost in the Air has been recorded for over a long time, produced over a long time. It's quite funny when I'm sending off the track at the moment and the file says December master, you know, like last year.
I saw that. Is that December? That came out? I don't understand. That's one of my pet peeves, actually. And people on will know in the TikTok live that I get tracks sent in and there's no artist name. The song name's not there. And they've just labelled it Studio Master. And you're like, no, because on our system, we need to know who it is. Yeah, otherwise, it's a little bit difficult. But anyway, yeah, that's one of my pet peeves. What's your pet peeve? Do you have one? Music-wise,
I would say, this is for guitarists, and this is not a bit of stick, but I'd say guitarists to rely too heavily on capos.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because it ends up making every one of their songs sound very similar. That's all. That's one of my pet peeves.
I'll have to come for guitar lessons. Because some of my